I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The plot thickens at a criminal hotspot in Queens. Yes, we are talking about Roosevelt Avenue, where the NYPD is working to weed out gang members while the prostitutes and street vendors demand the cops let them be. Our Glenn Shuck has been following all of this for weeks now, and let's go to him live.
Yeah, a bunch of developments here, and yet another raid, in fact, last night in an alleged brothel here at 9025 Elmhurst Avenue, part of that ongoing police sweep here in the corridor of Roosevelt Avenue to rid it of sex workers and sex trafficking. And the NYPD Chief of Patrol John Schell saying that the Venezuelan gang TDA is suspected part of all of this.
So they're being dealt with the same way that as a crew conspiring to commit whatever crime.
But that crackdown on crime is not being welcomed by everyone. There's pushback. The group Make the Road New York and their Mateo Guerrero Tabarez telling 1010 Winds that the police are unfairly targeting sex workers, immigrants, and transgender individuals.
Sex work particularly is a type of job that is extremely difficult, and many communities, and particularly for us, transgender communities in the area, do because they are unable to be employed.
Well, in fact, they're actually going to hold a rally at the Corona Plaza demanding the end of the crackdown. They'll do that at noon today. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here in Jackson Heights.
Bullets rang out in the Bronx last night, landing a 15-year-old at the hospital. Police say she was not the intended target of at least five shots that were fired just before 7 p.m. on the corner of East 183rd and Crotona Avenue. This witness spoke to NBC4.
It was loud, like normal shots. I was sleeping, I heard the shots, and I got up. That's it. I came down and heard that a teen was shot. That's it.
A police officer found the girl and drove her to the hospital, where she is stable with a bullet wound to the buttocks. The victim's family telling ABC7 that she had been standing with a group of friends when somebody pulled a gun. It's still not clear who the target was, and so far there are no arrests. There was a fatal shooting outside a bodega in the Bronx. This was yesterday morning around 7:30 at the M&A Gourmet Deli in Morris Heights, where cops found a 32-year-old man with a gunshot wound to the chest. He is yet to be publicly identified. So far, no word on a motive and no arrest. The exonerated five have filed a defamation lawsuit against Donald Trump.
In last month's presidential debate, Donald Trump said this about the Central Park Five.
They admitted, they said, they pled guilty. And I said, well, if they pled guilty, they badly hurt a person, killed a person ultimately. And if they pled guilty, then they pled, we're not guilty.
They never pleaded guilty, and they never killed anyone. And now the five men who later had their convictions thrown out are suing Trump for defamation. Their attorney is Shannon Spector.
It's devastating to all five of them. It forces them to clear their names all over again.
He says Trump left out a whole lot of context, including that the actual attacker confessed. They're looking for money damages to be decided by a jury. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
They'll be back doing jury selection today in the Daniel Penny trial in Manhattan. He is the former Marine facing manslaughter charges in the death of Jordan Neely, the homeless Michael Jackson impersonator who died after Neely placed him in a chokehold during a confrontation in the subway. Neely family attorney Dante Mills says the evidence is enough for a conviction.
I think this is going to be, and it is, a very simple case that's easy for the jury to deliberate on.
Penny's attorney, Thomas Kenneth, says the evidence will exonerate his client.
Anybody watching this trial will have a very good idea of what our client was presented with that day, and also what is the other passengers on that train were presented with.
Penny is free on a $100,000 bond and could face up to 15 years in prison if convicted. As we enter Halloween season, what some say is a real scare in Queens. This is a haunting in Hollis, which was shut down a couple of weeks ago after the FDNY called it a death trap and said the two-family home had been illegally converted into a commercial space. Several people say they were injured on a slide dubbed Satan's Slope. But then last Friday, the buildings department gave the operators the okay to reopen. Regardless, there are now at least five lawsuits filed against the operators of the site. City lawmakers with plenty of questions about Mayor Adams' City of Yes housing plan at a hearing Monday. Dan Gorodnick heads the Department of City Planning.
We've never attempted to do something like this. It's the first time that a mayoral administration is taking action to create new housing in every neighborhood from the lowest density to the highest density.
Well, the plan involves rezoning to create new apartments. While council members agree there is a major need, Council Speaker Adrian Adams said zoning reform alone is not enough, that they need to address other aspects, including pathways to home ownership, deeper affordability, and tenant protections. Well, the City Council is expected to vote on the plan later this fall. Today has been billed as a national day of protest against police brutality, and activists in Newark are planning to take up that cause with a march and rally at the federal building. The Newark-based People's Organization for Progress is demanding reforms, including giving subpoena power to local civilian review boards. This comes after the Newark police unions challenged the authority of the Newark CCRB. And then in 2020, the state Supreme Court sided with the union on some issues. There is currently legislation that would give review boards subpoena powers in New Jersey, but state lawmakers have yet to vote. Three students arrested in an alleged hazing incident at James Madison High School in Midwood, and the school's football season has been canceled because of this. The students, two 14-year-olds and a 13-year-old, are all members of the junior varsity football team. They are charged as juveniles with unlawful imprisonment and forcible touching after they allegedly held down a teammate and assaulted him. They've been released into the custody of their parents and were ordered to stay away from the alleged victim. Folks on Staten Island coming together to help those devastated by Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Today, the borough president, Vito Fisella, will be at the Amazon Fulfillment Center, where the first truckloads of items will head to Asheville, North Carolina.
So many groups stepped up, not just elected officials, but Catholic Charities and a number of schools and kids and parents and families just came forward and came through.
Amazon is providing 50 pallets to help haul the stuff. The countdown is officially on to game one of the World Series between the Yanks and Dodgers.
And Susan, it's a matchup manager Aaron Boone says has been on his radar for a while.
I've always had that sense being here that there's that underlying craving for that. You know, even going back, you know, the seven years now that I've been here, you know, there's always been that occasional talk about Yankees, Dodgers.
We'll be meeting in the Fall Classic for a record 12th time, but Boone also said of a Subway Series,
you know, that would have been very exciting, and plots and storylines that would have been amazing as well, you know, to play here in the city, you know, against your crosstown rival.
Who fell two wins shy of making it happen. Game one for the Yanks in L.A. on Friday. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser-told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.